God's favorite champion versus the Spanish God? Something's gotta give. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode with two special guests, new MLW signee Beastman and referee George Ross. Find it right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW.
The TNT Championship is on the line on tonight's AEW Dynamite from Rochester, New York. Miro defends the gold against Sammy Guevara. Also announced for tonight, Jungle Boy versus Adam Cole, Anna Jay and Ty Conti versus Penelope Ford and The Bunny, and Cody Rhodes and Lee Johnson versus Dante Martin and Matt Sydal. Sydal and Martin beat the Factory's QT Marshall and Aaron Solo on last night's Dark. Martin pinned Solo. Also on last night's show, Cesar Bononi and Adrian Jauld defeated Jake St. Patrick and Ryzen. Kiera Hogan beat Layla Gray. On commentary during the match, Excalibur said, quote, Hogan is all elite, end quote. Santana Garrett appeared in a backstage segment at the top of the show and got into a confrontation with Diamante that will lead to a match on next week's Dark. The premiere of Roads to the Top airs tonight after Dynamite.
WWE.
Raquel Gonzalez is still the NXT Women's Champion, and we have a pretty good idea who her next title challenger will be. Gonzalez beat Frankie Monet in last night's main event. After the match, Mandy Rose, Gigi Dolan, and JC Jane, collectively known as Toxic Attraction, made their way down to ringside, and they beat up everybody. Monet, Jesse Kamea, Robert Stone, and yes, Raquel Gonzalez too. Rose posed with the title as the show ended. Earlier in the show, Dolan and Jane came up short in their NXT Women's Tag Team title challenge against Io Shirai and Zoe Stark. Also last night, Roderick Strong beat Grayson Waller to hold on to the Cruiserweight Championship. Legado del Fantasma's Electra Lopez used a steel chair and a sit-out powerbomb to pin Hit Row's B-Fab in a no-disqualification match. Roderick Strong pinned Ridge Holland with a roll-up. Holland and Pete Dunne attacked O'Reilly after the match, but Von Wagner ran out to make the save. Zion Quinn beat Oney Lorcan, and Boa beat Andre Chase.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan's G1 Climax tournament resumes Wednesday with matches from the B block. Kazuchika Okada faces his Chaos stablemate Yoshihashi in the main event. Also on Wednesday's card, Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Tama Tonga, Hiroki Goto versus Jeff Cobb, Sonata versus Chase Owens, and Taichi versus Evil. Arya Davari will make his New Japan debut during the tapings of Strong in Philadelphia next month. MLW's national openweight champion Alex Hammerstone is set to defend the title on tonight's Fusion Alpha against Filthy Tom Lawler. Also on tonight's show, Aramis versus Aries, and the MLW singles debut of Alex Kane. Last night's NWA Power opened with Strictly Business members Tom Latimer, Chris Adonis, and Camille set to attack Tim Storm. But the leader of the group, Nick Aldis, ran out to prevent the ambush. NWA World Champ Trevor Murdoch and DePope won a three-way tag team main event over The End and Crimson and Jeremiah Plunkett. After the match, Jax Dane came out looking to cash in a title shot he earned in the Champions Series on Murdoch, but Crimson cut off Dane. Genocide pinned Allison Kay, grabbing Kay's tights during a roll-up to get the pin after Kay was distracted by Lady Frost. Luke and PJ Hawks beat Colby Carino and JTG in a tag team title eliminator tournament match. Carino took the pin. And Judeus and James Storm fought to a double disqualification. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, September 29th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.